Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's been a really interesting show so far about artificial intelligence and what sparked all of the conversations that we've had, and we've covered various different aspects of this, but what sparked it was a protest going on at South by Southwest, the Technical and Entertainment Festival in Austin, Texas, headed by a guy named Adam Mason, who has started a group, apparently, that calls themselves Stop the Robots. By the way, with you tonight, it's Ian here.
Derek J.
And Mark.
So what will happen with artificial intelligence? Will it be used for good? Will it be used for evil? As our last caller was pointing out, there's a double-edged sword here. My concern, of course, is that I'm entirely for artificial intelligence and robots. I mean, don't get me wrong. But I do have the concern that in the wrong hands, these could be very, very destructive things. And as long as the idea of the state exists, then you can guarantee that robotics and artificial intelligence will be used to destroy life rather than to build it up. And so that's my concern with this development. It's coming. Hopefully we can steer it. Those of us who love the ideas of technology can steer it in a peaceful direction. But ultimately, there are going to be those who are pushing in the other direction.
I want to agree with you, Ian, but then go one step further and say that it's not just the idea of the state. I think it's the idea that violence solves problems.
That's true.
Like, if we could be more general about it, defeating that idea before the singularity happens is what is more important.
Well, true.
You know, condemning or getting rid of the idea that violence solves problems would also eliminate the state.
Destroy the state. You're correct. Yeah, because the state is essentially a manifestation of the belief that violence can solve problems.
Right. And, like, everybody already knows. Like, I think we're so close. This is why it's like such a neck-and-neck race between eliminating the idea that violence solves problems and also getting to the singularity in artificial intelligence. It's so close because everyone already pretty much agrees that violence doesn't solve problems. Well, at least they'll say that, but then...
Yeah, I think they'll say that.
Their kids.
But hold on. I want to take the other side on this because I think that there's a really great argument on the other side of it. So violence not solving problems is a very sort of polarizing statement, right?
What?
Like, you're not saying...
That's something everyone learns in kindergarten.
You're not saying that violence doesn't solve problems. What you really mean to say is that violence is generally not the best solution in most circumstances.
You know, you're right. Yeah, because violence does solve problems.
It solves problems, right? Like a guy coming at you with an axe.
Yep.
A handgun will solve that problem.
Yeah, so I stand corrected, but it's not the best solution.
Generally not, and it tends to be overemployed, right? Mm-hmm. Like if you prepare yourself to solve a problem one time out of a decade's worth of problems, there might be one that you need to solve with violence.
Yeah.
Then you're going to be in that mindset of solving problems with violence, and you'll solve more problems than you need to with violence.
And you get what you prepare for.
We did have Livewire on the line. He called in about something regarding an actor, Hollywood actor, John Voight, and a statement about the American government and Israel.
Yeah.
And you were trying to explain yourself there at Livewire. I'd asked you, what do you think that the government should do, or what do you think the United States is in the United States' best interest? And you didn't really give us what I consider to be a straight answer to that. So I'm just wondering what your vision is there.
Right. Okay. So for a better answer to that question, what is in the interest of the United States or the best interest of the United States, I would put it into a 7-letter word, liberty. Okay. Liberty, free, like Free Talk Live, the freedom to speak, the freedom to associate with whom you wish to associate, the freedom to be a Christian or the freedom to be a Hebrew or a Jewish person if you so wish. But we are moving into a dictatorial method of ideology running government nowadays. The current guy in office is following the former dictator of Argentina. I forget his name, but the guy that was down there and rose up, and he just totally quashed all the media, took over the media and was more or less directing them. And that's what we got going on here via this president telling the FCC what to do, and the FCC in turn taking over the internet and everything else, and free speech is being quashed. So I'm happy that a very rare person again has stuck his neck out, because he's probably going to get blacklisted in Hollywood somewhat, but ultimately he stuck his neck out and said that Israel needs to be able to do what's in their best interest, and that's to protect the city of Jerusalem. It will always belong to the Jewish people and their liberty.
What do you mean it will always belong to the Jewish people? Didn't it 100 years belong to the Ottoman Empire?
That may have been prior history, but from now on, it will always belong.
I don't have a problem with a Jewish state any more than I have a problem with a state generally, but I can understand why Jews might want a place to go to be safe from, I don't know, lunatics that want to kill them. I think the worst thing you could have done is pull a section out of the Middle East and say, this is where we'll put the Jews. I mean, honestly, don't you think the Jews would be better off with an Israel-sized slice of, say, Wyoming or something like that?
If they wish to move there, then fine. But as far as I'm concerned,
they could too.
So then you agree that we should open the borders and allow people from all around the world, Israel or wherever, to come to the United States?
If they want to come here in a legal fashion, fine.
Wait a minute. I thought you were talking about liberty before. Were you just joking? Because liberty means, you know, you should be free to go places, don't you think?
No. Well. Again, liberty has its limitations in that certainly murder is something that we cannot say. You know, some people, the mass murderer thinks.
Well, murder is not tantamount to going somewhere, right? Like moving to a new place. That's not the same category.
That's true.
So, but what you're saying is that you believe that people shouldn't be free to move around the world unless they begged for bureaucrats' permission first.
Well, based upon the taxing districts in which they currently reside, the bureaucrats would have to run that show.
That doesn't sound like liberty to me. That sounds like slavery. I thank you for the call tonight. You got to beg master to let you move to a new plantation. That doesn't sound very free.
Well, it doesn't move just to visit it.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, well, actually, what I was saying there wasn't whether or not Jews could come to the United States. I think that'd be great. But really, if you were going, if your goal was to create a Jewish state, I say that Israel was a terrible place to do it because, like, you know, the backlash here is almost foreseeable.
Mm.
So maybe you could have picked some place
better neighbors,
more sparsely populated. But the anti-Semitism that was alive and well in the United States at the time would have sort of prevented that. All I'm saying is that if you want more peace in the Middle East, is what the United States government, which owns a great deal of land in places like Nevada, Wyoming, Colorado, and many Western states, would just have to cut out a section of land the size of Israel and say, hey, you know, whatever it is that you've got over there, we'll give you a corresponding slice of land the size of it here, and then maybe some people would move over there. Like, you know, they really, this, you can have this completely autonomous area, do what you want with it, and then maybe some people would move over there and you'd have less conflict. It's really about people living in close proximity. The other thing the State of Israel could do is give the people in Palestine a big check. You know, with a check, they could move away out of these occupied territories and they wouldn't be, clawing for this little bit of land on which they live.
I was under the impression that the Israeli government actually kept Palestinians trapped where they are. So, in stark contrast to your suggestion of giving them a check, they're actually preventing them from leaving.
Many other countries won't give them a place to be either. Like, it would be not in the interest of, say, the Egyptian government for Palestinians to be able to go to Egypt, because there wouldn't be anything to complain about as far as Gaza goes. It's not just the Israeli government that's involved in that. I don't think the Israeli government is the bad guy in the Middle East. That wouldn't be my claim. My claim is that, you know, it's pretty obvious this crap isn't working. Also, you know, furthermore, the United States really doesn't need to be involved in Israel's problems. Israel can handle its own problems.
I also feel like it's worth mentioning in this conversation that it's the governments of these people that are really having the conflict and
sure.
not the people themselves.
Not so much, yeah. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. We've got plenty of time for your calls and thoughts, and those all will be coming up. Plus, we'll get into the anti-technology group here a little bit deeper, the Austin, Texas protest that happened at South by Southwest. Who's behind it? What do they actually believe? 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. There's more Free Talk Live on the way in moments.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-9184. That's 1-800-463-9184. 1-800-463-9184.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We'll invite you here to dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Mark, how does one who enjoys wine get wine that would normally cost $70 to $100 a bottle for $15, $20, $25, that range?
You go to chwines.com. We had a little wine tasting here.
Hold on, chwine?
Excuse me, chwine.com. Every time I get new copy, I haven't highlighted it there. I want to say chwines, but that's not it. chwine.com. We had a little wine tasting here in Keene. Cameron Hughes sent us some wines, and I haven't had wines that are this good before. I've had good wine now and then, but I was surprised at just, you know, how delightful it was. Derek, you were at the event.
Oh, sorry, Derek. Let's try that again.
Delicious.
Yeah, it was good stuff. No doubt about it. These are great wines. They're from the, you know, great wineries of California in many cases, some places around the world, but California is certainly where Cameron Hughes specializes. And he gets their sort of overstock, and he private labels it. You know, he puts he'll put like batch 229 on it. That way you'll know it came from that particular batch, and that you can try to get more of batch 229, but you won't know which winery it came from. Or
you know the
like
type
it.
Of wine, right? So you know that it's
Merlot or Riesling or something like that. So go there, chwine.com, click on the microphone in the upper left-hand corner, type in FTL. If you type in FTL, you'll get free shipping. Now, wine's a liquid. Shipping's expensive. So you type in FTL, you get free shipping. You get these wines that would normally be, you know, $50 to $100 for a bottle of wine for from 12 to 20 bucks. It's a great deal. And you'll really enjoy it. Try the free shipping. Go to chwine.com. Type in FTL and enjoy. You got to do this soon because it is a limited time offer. Coupon code FTL at chwine.com.
The free shipping is limited time offer. Yes. The deals on the bottles are always there. They're always great prices. Yep. All right, so chwine.com, code FTL for the free shipping. Let's go to North Africa where Saifan is on the line. Hello, Saifan.
It's Saifan.
Oh, Saifan.
Yeah.
Normally you're in San Francisco. How did you get to North Africa so quickly?
I have no idea. I said San Francisco.
Ah, okay. Well, welcome.
Although, actually, my family is from North Africa, so it seems like a strange coincidence. But anyway, I wanted to call the artificial intelligence.
All right, great.
There were a lot of things you had to talk about. Obviously, I can't get to them all. But just one thing that you mentioned, you're talking about, Deep Blue, which was the computer that beat Garry Kasparov in 1937.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you brought that up, and you also brought up the idea of computers that had won in Jeopardy. And there's something called the AI effect, which is kind of the idea that whenever artificial intelligence becomes sophisticated enough to do a certain task, people sort of start, they stop thinking of that task as an example of artificial intelligence. So, you know,
They stop thinking of the task as what of artificial intelligence?
They stop thinking of that task as an example of artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Before the first computer beat, you know, Grandmaster at chess, the people who were working on that project considered that, you know, this was an example of artificial intelligence if they could make a computer do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But once it was done, people said, oh, well, you know, it's not really artificial intelligence. You know, it's just, you know, it's basically a computer. It's trying, you know, these hundreds of millions of moves every second. So it's not really intelligent. It's just able to try many more moves than a human is. And so like, yeah, that's nice and everything, but it's not really artificial intelligence. And
do you agree with that?
I don't think there's really one definition of artificial intelligence. It really depends on the context. So, I mean, certainly
I mean, because what would, how would you, sorry to interrupt, but how would you define intelligence in relation to being able to play chess, right? I mean, an intelligent chess player would be someone who can sort of think ahead, look at the possible moves that the opponent could make in advance, consider their possible responses to those moves and their own moves, and a more intelligent person would be able to consider more of those moves, right? Instead of some, you know, mouth breather who's just picking up pieces and putting them down on the board.
Yes and no, but I mean, there's no human that can consider hundreds of millions of millions of moves per second. And if you take that to an extreme, just imagine if you had, you know, you had some magical computer that could do any computation just instantly. It could, you know, if some computation would take, you know, a trillion years, it could do it. It could do that computation in a single second. If you had that computer, then a program that could beat anyone at chess would be incredibly simple. Because, I mean, literally, sure, all it would have to do is try every single possible combination of moves all the way to the end of the game, and there would be no way to beat it. It would literally, you know, in the...
It's rudimentary by comparison to what artificial intelligence will be. It is rudimentary, but it is, I think, artificial intelligence.
Yeah, I would say it is, too.
I mean, because ultimately that's what all artificial intelligence systems would do, right, is they would assess different possibilities.
That's certainly true, and that's part of the point of the concept of the AI effect. But it's sort of a spectrum. I mean, you know, if you had the super-fast computer and you had this program that tried, that all it did, it didn't have any intelligence, it just tried every combination, that would not be artificial intelligence. But since that computer does not exist, they had to develop actual artificial intelligence techniques to make up for the fact that they didn't have that speed. And so those techniques are certainly artificial intelligence. But if the computer could only try as many moves as Kasparov could every second, it would not have been able to win.
Right.
You know, and I'm not trying to lessen the significance of what they were able to do. I'm just trying to make the point that the point of artificial intelligence research is to have the programs be more intelligent so that they don't have to do those sort of, you know,
The brute force approach.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid of artificial intelligence. I'm afraid of artificial emotions.
And you called it that. Hold on. You called it the AI effect, was what you were describing earlier?
Yeah.
For those that want to look into it further. Thanks, SciFace, for the call tonight. There you go.
I'm afraid of artificial emotions. Like, this is really, you know, the logical solution is rarely going to be, let's eliminate life from this planet or imprison the humans in underground caverns. I mean, that's not what the logical, you know, conclusion that robots are going to come to. It's when we, you know, somehow or another they progress to having emotions, if they ever progress to having emotions, and, you know, they get out of hand, right? Like,
why would they have emotions?
Rational human beings aren't dangerous. It's the emotional ones that concern me.
Why would they have emotions? Well, I mean, I think that humans who are programming these things would like to have a machine that emulates a human very effectively. And one of those would have to have some semblance of emotions. But more coming up here in moments on Free Talk Live.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shealy. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheeban. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox, seedsman, Mike Knox, author, Gayla Pruitt, author, Harry Cooper, food expert, Joe Acapinti, and Bill Whaley, the junk man, March 27, 28, and 29. Get PreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
More Free Talk Live happening right now. You can dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can support Free Talk Live by shopping with us. You go to shop.freetalklive.com, enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. We've got Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. You just go and go to the right Amazon for you and get whatever it is you're looking for. Free Talk Live will get a cut of the sale instead of all of the profits going to Amazon. Well, you can help us out by doing that at shop.freetalklive.com. Go and pick your favorite Amazon there and then get started. Shop.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, more with your calls and thoughts, we've got Al in Bangor, Maine. Al, you're on Free Talk Live.
Gentlemen, I'm sure you've seen the movie Terminator.
Yes, I have, actually. I've
the first one, yep.
Terminator is a prediction of what happens when you put artificial intelligence in the hands of the international bankers and the militarists. They will move you like a pawn on the chessboard, and when the game is over, they will consume you.
No, wait, who will? The robots or the Illuminati?
The men who believe that mankind has no soul, that he can be just used not as a end in itself, but as a means to the end, the men of the Enlightenment, liberty, false notion of freedom, a false notion of equality, And what you have eventually is a society ruled by the power of money. And when you put all of man on the basis of profit and efficiency, and you run the world only for profit and efficiency, then will the Holy Spirit depart from the earth and the reign of Antichrist begin.
And so that's saying robots are the Antichrist?
I'm saying that once the world is run solely for profit.
What are you laughing about, Mark?
I'm laughing at your ham-fisted
I'm trying to break this down, no. Okay? So, what did I miss?
Actually, Al, here's what I want to ask. I have heard you call a few times to the show, and what I don't understand is your philosophy. I want to hear, in a nutshell, what it is that you believe. Because I generally understand most political philosophies, life philosophies out there with just, you know, somebody saying a few words. Within a sentence, they can usually tell me what it is they believe because I know enough of these sort of keywords out there. But I honestly, with the myriad of calls that you've made, do not know what it is you'd like to see planet Earth look like. Can you tell me?
Planet Earth was once the Garden of Eden. And mankind has a divine nature. He's a bridge between the animal and the godlike. That was the teaching that our society had in the beginning. But because he listened to the lie, remember the serpent told him a lie, and mankind believes a lie. They say, we can abort the little babies because it's good for women. And like Eve, we choose...
Is that where the serpent started?
Yes, that's the father of lies. Instead of obeying the truth for the sake of truth, we listen to the father of lies. So when we do evil, we do it in the name of freedom and equality. We say homosexuals can marry in the name of equality. You can abort the babies in the name of freedom. And in all of our lives, we choose to believe that lie. That's called the radical nature of evil.
So ban abortion, ban gays.
No, the key word you want to use is theocracy. So let me ask you this, though.
You didn't think you'd get in a few sentences, did you?
Which version of the Bible is it that you want people to believe? Because there's so many denominations of Christianity out there. People aren't agreeing. There's lots of preachers believing lots of different things. How is a person to know?
It's easy to ridicule God in the Bible and say that God is at fault for all the evil in the world. But
I would not claim that.
It's more difficult to have a proper understanding of the trouble the world is in and the root cause of the problem. And the philosopher Kant said that the basic nature
of mankind... It's K-A-N-T, Kant. Go ahead.
That there's something in mankind called radical evil. It's rooted in mankind that we will not come to the truth. And the only truth that we have would be to have a perfectly good man. This is the philosopher Immanuel Kant. To save the world, you will need someone who never did anything wrong. And he would have to sacrifice his life for mankind.
Why?
And that would be because you don't measure up and I don't measure up.
Sacrifice? Human sacrifice?
He would sacrifice his life in order to be perfectly good. He did no injury to mankind.
What would the point of that sacrifice be? Because I have never heard this this statement about Kant at all. I'll have to look it up to verify what you say. But what would the purpose of the sacrifice be? If a perfectly good human sacrificed himself today, what value would...
Because all of us are evil. All of us have fallen short. For mankind to be redeemed, you would need a perfectly good man who, not only being perfectly good, was willing to give his life and receive nothing in return.
Why did he have to give his life?
But what does it do? What is achieved by sacrificing one's life? Assuming we're moving outside of the paradigm of the Bible, where a former mountain god wants to sacrifice himself to himself in order to appease his own upset with sin, which he must have created, what would be the reason outside of that paradigm? what would be the reason for a perfectly good person to sacrifice themselves?
Because we would then turn from our inclination to believe lies about ourselves, to say that we are good and we are not good. You are not good. I am not good.
But how would you know that person was just pure? I mean, how would someone killing them?
Life, have you ever told a lie?
Al, how would someone killing themselves? People kill themselves all over the world every single day, Al. How would one person who is truly good killing themselves change anything? Because how would anyone know that that person was truly good?
It is killing yourself to give your life for mankind. And once that is done,
how do you do that without
you realize that no one can attain to God except by accepting his example? And
well, Mark, has this cleared it up for you?
Not at all. This hasn't made one bit of sense to me.
I did hear in there that he doesn't like gay people, and he's told us in the past that he doesn't like alcohol. We know he wants to ban those things.
Well, I don't care. I don't like you.
You were clinging to your lower nature, your animal nature.
Well, thank you.
Pleasure and sex.
Yeah.
Let's say sex. Are you married?
And good for
when
me.
Was the last time you had sex?
Sorry about you, Al.
Are you married?
Al, how old are you?
I'm married.
Al, how old are you?
Are you homosexual? Here.
I'm married.
Yeah, I'm a homosexual. Yeah, I'm not married. Yeah, I love to have sex.
Homosexual.
What about you?
Married. Mark is married, and he doesn't have as much sex.
You have to talk over me. You hate the truth that much.
Oh, Al, you've been on this entire
segment.
Come on. Get real. Look, Al, when was the last time you had sex?
You have pleasure. You love pleasure.
Have you ever had sexual intercourse with another human being?
Because God says.
Have you ever had sexual intercourse with your own hand? Thank you for the call tonight, Al. Thank you so much. I've learned so much.
Yeah, I really thought that I was going to hear something else. I guess.
What were you expecting?
I don't know.
This is not going to take two sentences.
I expected his life philosophy to be sort of like, you know, he started out with the Garden of Eden. So it should be like, we should go back to the Garden of Eden. Basically, everyone will just find a man to sacrifice.
I want everybody to be sinless is a ridiculous thing to say, right?
Yeah.
Like, people are clear. The Bible is pretty clear that people are going to sin. So, therefore, that's not really, you know, like the whole theocratic system, not going to really work. You need these enforcer types to just hold them. You've got that. The Wahhabists are doing basically that in Saudi Arabia. What do we need? What do we need more of this crap for?
Our toll free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. I say bring on the robots. There's more coming up here. I don't know how much deeper we're going to be able to dig into it, because I really did want to know more about this group, Stop the Robots. There's a little bit more coming up, and we'll share what we can with you. Plus, your calls come first if you dial in now. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial on in toll free if you want to get on the air here in the remaining moments. The toll free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Join Derek J. on his website, thederekj.com. And we'll go right back into your phone calls and thoughts. And if we get the chance, talk more about the Stop the Robots protest group. Gene is on the line in Detroit. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, you're having too much fun with AI, so I thought I'd go back. I've been listening probably every day for the last 4 months. If I miss
some,
I go back and listen to archives. But
let me tell you about the AMP program.
Something happened a couple days ago that I hadn't heard before, and that was Mark asked Ian a question, and Ian didn't want to answer it. And so I would love to hear your answer on, and I know this is not a topic you want to talk about, abortion, but Mark said, hey, the day before the baby's born, is it viable? And Ian, you said something like, well, people are going to debate that. But really, that's not debatable. I mean, the day before it is viable.
He asked, is it a human? He asked, I think, something like, is it a human?
Yeah, or if it's two-thirds out and it's, you know, can you deliver it partially and then put scissors in the back of its neck? I mean,
some academics and crazies out there will say things like, that a mother can kill a child up to 2 years old.
2 years
and
old, right. Right.
Yeah, I'm of the opinion that you can kill your child up to 18 until they leave the home.
No, but really, I love listening to you guys, but that is just the first time I've heard that, Ian, and I just would love to hear what, I mean, do you think that the day before it's something that they could still abort it? Do you think that's okay?
You know, I don't think that it's an easy choice for anybody to make, and one of the reasons why I have a vasectomy is so I don't have to make choices like that. I don't have a real firm opinion about it.
If the answer is that yes, it's a baby, then it's just a matter of vicinity. It's a couple inches, you know. It's like on one side of the skin or the other side of the skin. I think it's a big deal, and I appreciate Mark's view on that. That, you know, I just would have loved to hear one way or the other.
Right. So what convinced me was the conversation essentially trying to figure out, when is this point that a human becomes a human? Because they've had babies survive at like 30 weeks, I think, is somewhere in the neighborhood of the youngest surviving child. And that's pretty impressive. And so you try to figure out, is that when a human becomes a human? Or is it when the heartbeat starts? Is when the brain forms? Is it just, you know, I don't know. Many people would say that they're smart enough, they're smarter than the average folks, because the politicians believe that you should work your entire life for them. And so they obviously don't think you're human. They think you're some kind of tax livestock. So, I mean, I shouldn't take this superior point of view where I decide who's going to live and who's going to die. And so that's why I decided that I was, well, I guess I better just decide that everybody's a human. So that's it. Because they won't let me kill off the people that I think are inferior.
And I like the libertarian view, but we're not talking about property rights or anything. We're talking about a life. And so that's why I think it's worth libertarians wrestling with that issue, and especially it comes down to the day before. I mean, if you can't get over that, I mean, that's just a good place. And so I don't want to belabor it. But anyway, you guys got a great show.
Thanks, Gene. Yeah, I don't really have a firm opinion about that. I think another big question is the person who births the baby obligated to take care of it as well? I mean, even if you don't kill the baby, if you just leave it sitting where you gave birth and then you walk away, is there an obligation there by virtue of the fact
that I have a theory on this, if you'd like to hear it, that the sex act creates sex act that reaches a sort of, produces progeny, creates a tort. If you were to do something that puts somebody in a state, an invalid state, like a baby, right? They can't do much. They can't speak. They can't mm-hmm. You can't preambulate. They can't do a lot of things. If you were to do something to somebody to put them into that state, then you would be responsible for them in a libertarian world.
Like if you crippled somebody.
Right. So if you took them in the regular. Now, all you've done in this case is essentially do that to somebody who never was an adult in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
You put that person in a state of, you know, incompetence. So what I think your obligation, the tort that is created, the obligation that's created in having a, in creating a life, is that you must do what is reasonable to see that that person is taken care of. If that means that the best choice is to turn them over to, you know, somebody else who's going to do a better job because, I don't know, you're 16 and dumb, then that's what you should do. If the best choice is to feed and house and clothe that person, that's what the best thing you should do. So that's what I think the obligation is you create a tort in that circumstance. That was a caller called in with that idea, and I think it's a pretty strong one.
I see things a little differently. I was half joking when I took the position that a parent should be legally allowed to kill their child up until the point where they leave the home, because that is the position that my father takes. He was an anti-abortion guy and always, you know, joked, well, if you can kill an infant, or, you know, if you should be able to kill it at any age, you know, with the old joke that lots of parents say is, I brought you into this world and I can take you out, right?
Yeah.
But that did seem logically consistent to me, and so I did adopt that view. You know, even though he said it jokingly, I mean that seriously. You know, I view children as something of a property issue. Like the caller was saying, this isn't a property rights thing, this is a life. I'm like, well, and the children kind of are your property in a way,
in the sense that
they don't own themselves fully.
I don't think they own, they're certainly not responsible for themselves fully, but they do own their volition in the sense that, hey, you know, if my mom, you know, for whatever reason, my mom, and I'm, you know, a minor, decides mm-hmm. she wants to kill me, shouldn't I be able to say, okay, look, can I leave the house?
I'd just like
to leave the house.
Yeah, you should be able to either make it out on your own and live on your own, right, or they can kill you. And the other thing is you should be able to hold your parent legally liable for the things that they've done to you, which I think is not the case today, that parents cannot be sued for spanking their child
or
circumcising their child or doing other sorts of horrific life-altering things.
So why shouldn't they be able to kill them?
So, well, I think it should be fairness for both of them. You know, the kids should be able to kill the parents, the parents should be able to kill the kids, and they should
be able to kill the parents?
Well, they're, you know, it's just to make
parents
it fair.
The property
just to make it even. You know, give the kids a fighting chance. You know, and then They should all be able to hold each other liable in court. So if they, so if anyone did anything untoward, they could sort it out in court, right?
I just want you, hold on, can we step back and realize, you two crazy people, that we're on nationally syndicated radio, and you're talking about killing your children? No! This is nutty talk!
Well, it is consistent. I mean, I will
hear what the hell is consistent about it?
Because I'm saying, if you can support the position that you can kill a child at 3 months of age,
okay,
well then why not 18 months of
age? Why not 44? I'm 44. Why should my mother be able to do it?
Maybe she should.
She's not paying the bills.
Okay. Well, that's a fair argument.
No.
I'll watch your back.
I don't think that you should necessarily be obligated. I don't think you obviously are necessarily obligated to take care of a child till the age of 18. These are all legal constructs that go around things. But parents today can send their kids to work at 15 or 16 or 14 years old, and then take their paychecks. So they can use them. Yes. They can use them as slave labor.
Is that like child actors? Is that what the parents do in those situations?
Yeah,
sometimes
they
just take their paycheck.
Their paycheck belongs to them.
Wow.
They're not stealing. It belongs to them.
Yeah, see, that's why I'm like, kids should be taking their parents to court a lot more often than they currently do. I don't know if they just don't have the right to do it or what.
I think
they probably don't have legal standing.
I think most people just feel grateful for what they got as far as parenting goes. And,
maybe they should feel a little less grateful and set some legal precedent for future kids and parents.
We
do a better job.
You know, a lot of parents doing the best that they can. Having a child, I understand, right?
Like,
the day-to-day life, it gets frustrating, and people get upset and all those things. Jack's good friends, they decided to circumcise because that's what they've been told their whole lives is the right thing to do.
Yeah.
We didn't do that with our child because I don't believe in cutting off bits of your kid for convenience sake or whatever the reason might be. But if he had some kind of, I don't know, weird flap of skin over his one eye or something, I probably would cut it off. So, I mean,
good for you.
You make the best decisions you've got at any given time. I don't know.
But you still got to be held responsible for the decisions you make. That's why I want to see some more lawsuits.
Yeah, but I don't think that we can't really sort of say spanking caused this in my life or that in my life, right?
No, but you could say that you did spank. You could that's either a fact that happened or it didn't.
But
you could hold someone legally
spanking,
responsible for that.
Sure, but spanking is either appropriate or inappropriate in a given circumstance, and it can be difficult to sort of call the ball on that later.
All right,
that's all I'm saying.
We're out of time tonight. You can go check out Derek J at TheDerekJ.com, and more Free Talk Live available all the time over at FreeTalkLive.com. And I still want to know, is this Stop the Robots group legit? I'm going to hold the article from IO9. We'll talk more about them in the near future. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Well, I did it. I finally left the empire behind. And now that I'm safely settled in Chile, I'm gathering with others like me to build a new community called Fort Galt. Fort Galt is designed to be the ideal home base for professionals and their families to live and work in peace. If you're ready to ditch the super state and bring your business to freer lands, visit us online at fortgalt.com. That's fortgalt.com.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.